I think it's really about my own consciousness. I think there was something pretty significant about entering this decade, my fifth decade, and being a wise woman and being a woman who has endured in my own personal journey of being the only daughter's daughter, of being the youngest one of my generation taking over this leadership position. And at first, consenting to kind of follow the rule, consenting to adhering to what had been given to me that I could then take forward. And when I entered my fifth decade, in the absence of my grandfather, whose legacy I've been asked to perpetuate and to honor, I started asking a very simple question, which was, where is the most feminine place and space on the National Mall? As we give America, America is almost a very feminine idea. America, it almost sounds feminine to me. Maybe it's the A on the end. I was bilingual for many years and, you know, it has that feeling, or the Statue of Liberty as this iconic woman. But the truth is, when we're looking at America's front yard and we look out and we see all these monuments to men, and I understand that they are remarkable men, they are significant men in the telling of our history, I just started thinking, in the absence of my grandfather, the patriarch of our family, knowing that the matriarch was never paid tribute or given recognition, even though she was significant in the process of creating family legacy, it dawned on me, like, what is the most feminine iconic space in the mall? And I started asking that simple question, and it was amazing the responses I got. People would often refer to the tidal basin because of its roundness. They might have recalled a particular sculpture in the sculpture garden. They might have recalled the 159th memorial that I believe Obama had anointed second in Constitution as the Sewell Belmont House to pay tribute to the women's suffragist movement and the women's right to vote. But at the end of the day, nobody could point to a monument or a place that actually honored women's contribution to the making of America. And it floored me. It's like, why has no one asked this question? And then what are we going to do about it? So the invitation was one of deep inquiry and deep curiosity, and to be a student and to take this opportunity to just push pause, push reset. Even before COVID, I was doing a major reset in this decade to say, what am I going to do about it? So in honoring myself, in honoring the women that have come before us, in paying tribute to the women that are among us, really set a call to action of what's ahead of us and what are we going to do about it? And can we create a little bit more visibility around those lost narratives, those forgotten narratives, to just reclaim the space and place at the America's front yard seemed just like a wonderful thing to do.